back here on Downtown. Let's talk some basketball as the Celtics get set to take on the 76ers tonight. And we're joined on the telephone line by John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. And, well, lots of news around the team today. Let's start with the latest on Evan Fournier.
Yeah, he's in the health and safety protocol. So I don't know what it is or how long or what, if it's contact tracing or if he's tested positive. It's another setback for the Celtics. And, you know, Brad Stevens on the radio earlier today saying, like, he told his team earlier this year that they need to be prepared to hit curveballs. And really what he should have told them is to be prepared for gut punches, because every single time they turn around and they think, okay, here comes some help, something happens. And so I don't know how long he's going to be out. Hopefully it's not very long. If he's tested positive, it's probably a minimum of 10 days or a little bit more, which is tough because this is a big stretch coming up.
Yeah, well, it's been that kind of season. Also, Tristan Thompson out tonight. Does that mean Semi Ojeleye will be back?
Semi's off the injury report. So just right now, Tristan Thompson, who's out of the health and safety protocol, but still reconditioning. So he needs to get some of his cardio back up. Semi will be available, probably will be called on a little bit here. We'll also have Romeo Langford available for short stints still. So some help returning, but yeah, that's still a little rough, but Shemmy's back.
Speaking of Romeo Langford, what were your thoughts on his debut?
Yeah, I did a breakdown. He only played 12 minutes in that first game. I did a breakdown on Boston Sports Journal, kind of getting into the film room and getting into the nitty gritty of his instincts, his defensive instincts there, which are good. I think he's thinking the game well. He was doing the right thing. Like, positionally, he was playing good positional defense. His help defense was good. All of the little things that you're looking at that would be kind of maybe a little bit off. And it was pretty good to actually see, like, the parts of his game that could have really, really struggled. He didn't. The parts that you would expect to struggle with, maybe his wins, maybe his technique, that stuff, that will come in time. But that 12 minutes gave me a lot of confidence that there's usefulness for Romeo Langford still. And we'll see how he does against better competition. But as a first step for how long he's been out, that was a very nice first step.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. I posted a very interesting stat earlier today on social media about the percentage of Jason Tatum's shots that are three-pointers.
Yeah. Well, it came about from the Evan Fournier. He hit 10 threes in a row. But he did it over the course of basically five quarters. And Scott Wedman, who had the previous record of 11, well, who still holds the record at 11, I should say, did it over like 3 months. So that got me looking at Jason Tatum. 36.3% of his shots right now are threes, and I compared it to Larry Bird's career average of 1% of his shots came from three. It wasn't until 1990-91, at really near the end of his career, that 19.5% of his shots came from three. But, you know, you go back in time, and if Bird takes the percentage of shots from three that Tatum's taking and the rest of the league is taking and hits them at the clip that he had, you know, used to hit them at, then, you know, you tack on 2-3 points per game to his averages, and that just adds more. You have a few years there where he's averaging 30, and it really just changes the dynamic. But, look, eras are different, and who knows what we're going to be talking about 20 years from now. Look back at this era and be like, can you believe that they only took 36% of their shots from three?
Tonight it's the Philadelphia 76ers, and, well, who gets the duty tonight of trying to contain Joel Embiid?
Well, that's going to be a big team effort, because you're going to start Robert Williams, I assume, because as tough as it's going to be for him to, you know, have to face Joel Embiid, if he can get low and positionally, you know, get disruptive, the rest of the team can kind of dig at when he puts the ball on the floor, make it a little bit difficult. I think Ben Simmons is kind of struggling right now. So if the Celtics can kind of help off of him a little bit, it might minimize how much Robert Williams has to do defensively. And then on the other end, you know, people don't think about the Celtics offense as a way to defend the Sixers. The ball movement and what Robert Williams can do with the ball movement and having to contain him on pick and rolls, that is a way to defend Joel Embiid by making him work and trying to fatigue him a little bit, make him work on defense. Maybe he gets a little more tired a little sooner, and then by the end of the game, you get Joel Embiid doing what you want him to do, which is face up and take jumpers. And hey, if he hits those, then he hits those. He's very capable of doing that, but it's better than him backing you down. So make him work on offense. That's the number one thing for me. Make Joel Embiid work hard on offense, and hopefully that fatigues him enough where he's a little easier to defend later in the game.
This is such a big week, and part of it is because everything is packed together so tightly. I know going into last night, was it one game separating 4-8 in the standings in the East? So there's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, absolutely. They have an opportunity to climb into that fourth spot. I mean, they are a game behind Atlanta and Miami, who are tied for that fourth spot. So, you know, three more wins or two wins out of these next three, and that's going to be a big deal. They already beat one team that's ahead of them in Charlotte. New York just slipped behind Boston after a loss last night to Brooklyn. So you get New York tomorrow and have a chance to put some distance between you. This is a chance to maybe make a little bit of a move. Now, next week is going to be a tough one for the Celtics. They go out west and they have to face the Lakers and they have to face Denver. And it's not going to be an easy stretch on the road. So they got to take care of this business at home. And this way, later on, when they come back home, even if they slip a little bit, they're still within reach. So big couple of games coming up.
And I really want to watch tonight. Then again, I need to get to Paul Pierce's Instagram.
Paul's going through it right now. He's having some fun, and I don't know what he's up to. But hey, look, that's Paul's making personal decisions and putting on a show on Instagram. I don't know what he's doing. But hey, Paul seems to know what he's doing. He's got a plan. So I'm very curious to see how this all ends up.
Yeah, he seemed very content with what he's doing.
I mean, he's living the life of a soon-to-be Hall of Fame, multimillionaire former player. So, I mean, live your life, Paul, however you want to live it.
There you go. Well, John, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and we will check in with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then.